Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As the animosity mounts in Laban's household, quote, "The Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you." Genesis 31, verse 3. Does Jacob take time to think about it? What's to think? God has spoken. Quote, "So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field, to his flock," verse 4. He didn't even wait to get home from work. He explains the situation. Laban has constantly been taking advantage of them, but God has come to their aid. Leah and Rachel agree, quote, "Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us, and also completely consumed our money. For all these riches which God has taken from our father are really ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has said to you, do it." Verses 15 and 16. Now there's some good advice. Quickly they gathered their goods and livestock and, quote, "stole away," verse 20, without telling Laban. When he found out, he wasn't happy. But Jacob and his household had a 3-day lead. Mounting his posse, Laban eventually caught up 7 days later in the mountains of Gilead, near the Jordan River. Laban let Jacob have it. But he had to be careful, for he says, quote, "The God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad," verse 29. But there's a matter to be settled. "Why," asks Laban, "did you steal my gods?" Verse 30. How pathetic. Instead of having the true God who protects Jacob, Laban goes running across hill and dale to rescue his idols. Imagine worshiping gods that can't even protect themselves, let alone you. Don't kid yourself. The West is full of idols. An idol is anything that gets between our hearts and the true God. That's why John warns, "Keep yourselves from idols," 1 John 5:21. Do we need to do some idol smashing?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.